Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Can you see the contrast between verses 8 to 11 and 12 to 15 in Psalm 25? In the first section, the psalmist describes the God who teaches us to reverentially fear him. Quote, "Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he teaches sinners in the way," verse 8. Who he is manifests itself in what he does. Quote, "All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth," verse 10. So David anticipates that such a God will, quote, "pardon his iniquity," verse 11. In the next section, verses 12 to 15, David describes the man who has learned to reverentially fear the Lord. Quote, "The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him," verse 14. But also notice the contrast between the prayers at the beginning and end. Was the early prayer, verses 1 to 7, made in the morning, before the vexations of the day had swept across his life? But the other prayer, verses 16 to 22, perhaps at day's end, is fraught with trouble. Quote, "Turn yourself to me, and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted," verse 16. Sound familiar? We can lose sight of the Master in the storm. He was there all the time, of course, but the sweet assurance and calm can be swept from our souls. Quote, "The troubles of my heart have enlarged," verse 17, he says. How my problems swell up like the surf when I forget who is in charge. But it's not only heart anguish the author feels. As H.G. Spafford wrote, "When sorrows like sea billows roll, the problems just keep coming." Quote, "My distresses, my affliction, and my pain, all my sins, my enemies," verses 17 to 19. Thus he prays, quote, "Keep my soul and deliver me, for I put my trust in you," verse 20. Then he realizes he isn't the only one facing life storms. Quote, "Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles," verse 22. If you're struggling today, remember the Lord is standing by, and maybe you can pray for the other strugglers too.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.